New faces are easier for some to accept than others. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So, recently bought a few cows, and, the others up here around the house haven't done such a great job of welcoming them into the fold. Matter of fact, in the opening video there, you probably saw some of the new faces kind of standing off in the background. Yeah, well, that's the way it's been since they got here. But not everyone has been so standoffish. I told you that my wife and my daughter are really great about naming cows. Well, they do. And Sammy the Bull was very welcoming. He was very welcoming. He was very excited to see the new ladies. But the other ladies were not. So, you know, it'll take some time. Some people are just a little easier at welcoming new faces, you know? Some people are just not that great at welcoming new people into the bunch. That's the way it is with us too, isn't it? I mean, we're just kind of glorified cows sometimes. I didn't say that out loud, did I? Yeah, I mean, and in the world of church, sometimes it's that way. We get kind of used to our little bunch and our familiar people, the people that we normally do life with, the people that we go out to eat with, the people that we hang out with at ball games, the people that we get used to that. And we get so comfortable in that, that it's hard for us to welcome new faces into that. Now, not everyone has a problem with that. There's some people that are naturals. I mean, they are naturals. And maybe they're naturals for the right reasons, or maybe like old Sammy here, they have ulterior motives, but some people are just naturals. I will tell you that what God would have us to do is to be a welcoming people. As a matter of fact, in the book of Romans chapter 15, verse 7, Paul wrote for us to welcome others as God welcomes us to the glory of God. Now, what does that mean? It means that we're supposed to welcome other people in spite of all their circumstances. Isn't that how God welcomes us? He says, come to me as you are. Come to me as you are. Why? Because He cleans us up. He deals with our sin. He deals with all of those things. We just come to Him. He deals with all the circumstances. We just come to Him. And that's the way God would have us to receive other people. Isn't that right, Homer? Isn't that right, Homer? Well, Homer here would tell you he didn't have a hard time welcoming the new girls. Homer and Sammy were great. But like I said, their motives might not have been that pure. Hey, something to think about next time some new people try to break into your circle. May the circle be unbroken, and may you let them in. Welcome people as God has welcomed you for the glory of God. Just a reminder today. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on the Tailgate Talk today. Do me a favor, and right below this video, there's a share button. And click that button. Help us get the word out about Tailgate Talks, but also, even more importantly, about the ministry of Life Word. Life Word is sharing the gospel of Jesus, making His name famous all around the world. And so help us to continue to make that a fact, a reality. I love you, and until next time, hey, I'm going to save you a seat right here on the tailgate. You never know where we're going to drop the tailgate and have a chat. So until then, have a great week. I love you, and we'll see you next time.